Hi, it's Kalia,
IGC coach training grad and six-figure certified coach. I know you're here listening to these incredible stories of successful coaches and wondering, when will it be my turn? I'm sure you entered this year with the goal of finally stepping into your purpose. And there is no better way than enrolling in IGC's internationally accredited coach training program. Enrollment is open now, and it is your turn. So take the first step by going to innerglowcircle.com/call right now and book a free call with me. Your six-figure certified story starts today.
Season two, baby!
So season one was all about our students who are six-figure certified coaches.
How to get your first client, how to scale your business, how to build a business from a place of passion and purpose. We heard you all loved it, so we thought we'd come back and do another season.
But this season's going to be a little bit different.
We really are going behind the scenes in season two, not just about the money or the business model, but about what it really takes to be an entrepreneur. And what we know for sure is that it is not luck. It is not luck, but it's a lot of other things that we're going to dive into this season. We're going to cover topics this season that I think are a little bit more thought-provoking, if not provocative, and I think are some of the conversations that you want to be having, but no one maybe in your life or your friend circle is actually having, such as how to be a boss while everything's breaking down around you.
Yeah.
Or what to do when your friends and especially family don't support anything that you have going on.
Yeah, how to navigate your big dreams and goals, what to do as you're up-leveling in your relationships, but the person that you're with isn't up-leveling with you.
Exactly. We're going to talk about battling illness and being able to go through that powerfully and be able to hold on to your purpose along the way. And we're also, of course, going to cover our favorite topics, breakups, and the fact that your business will never cheat on you.
By the end of the season, you're gonna have clarity on what you wanna create in your life and by when you wanna create it, and you will have taken some steps to get there. So follow along with us. Let's get on this ride together and let's get started with season two.
And don't just take it from us. Take a listen to some of our amazing guests and what's to come on season two.
God's like, okay, I'm gonna drag you down this path. And when you can open your eyes to what I have for you, which is bigger than anything, because I really feel like your dreams or your visions or your previews, they're things that are already yours. You have to be willing to lean into them and believe and then fully step into it, not knowing where you're going.
So this is like a sensitive topic because we're not saying don't be vulnerable, but I believe that people want to hire people who have their shit together.
Why would you hire someone that can't seem to handle theirs?
Right. If you can't handle your own stuff, how are you going to also handle my stuff if I'm your client? In the coaching relationship, what we teach in IGC Coaching School is that you are not the expert on the client's life.
Right.
They are the expert on their life, right? So it's a different thing than when you're showing up marketing. You're not telling someone what to do. You are helping them get to the core of what they want, who they are, what's next for them. You don't have all of the answers as a coach.
Right.
It's different than a consultant. You can do both. You can weave between, right? So what we teach is that when you share something in a client relationship, you're sharing to either connect, you're sharing to create analogy, you're sharing to drive home a point, but you're sharing for a reason. So we actually teach our students to say, like, I have something that I think would be helpful that I'd love to share with you. Are you open to hearing?
Right.
And then the client has to buy into that. And then I say, when I last went through a breakup, here's what I was feeling. And then here's what I did to start to overcome it, right? You're not just sitting there venting. It's not a friend relationship.
No.
I remember like in my early days, people would say like, I feel like as my coach, you're like my paid best friend. And I'm like, no.
I'm like, then I'm doing this wrong. Yeah. If you have to ask God for a sign, like, it's like,
God, please
why
give
do you
me
not
a
know?
Sign that I should break up with this person. It's like, your sign is that you're asking for a sign to break up with the person.
Right.
So often people will say, well, I don't want to do that because when I have kids, that's not going to work. It's like you get to evolve. Like you don't have to set it up from the beginning to be the business that it needs to be in 5 years or 10 years.
But I don't know how I'll be able to manage a business and children. And I'm like, well, I don't know any other way.
I think what Alexa and I tell a lot of
like our community members as well, is like, if you really do have a passion and you're curious about like what the side hustle could look like in 10 years, like if it really could become a full-time gig, like just start like playing around with it and give it time. Like don't expect, and just to like the purpose of this podcast, like don't expect it to become like an overnight success. Like it right. really, it's going to be a work in progress always, but like it does take time to become successful.
I had my business to wake up for. I had all these women that like worked for us or were our clients, or, and I couldn't disappoint all of them. And that's the other thing that I feel is like when you have a business, whether you have one client or you have a million people following you on the internet that are your clients or your followers, however you look at it, you have something bigger than you, like an extension of you to show up for. And like, you've always said to me, if you didn't have your kids, it would be so much easier to like sleep in and get depressed. And but you can't.
I can't. I mean, I feel like I can't because I feel like I have a level of accountability and responsibility to them. But I also feel that way about the company.
Right. Business, and babies, whatever you're working on in your life.
But like, you have to also love it on such a deep level that you want to be accountable to it, that you want to respect it.
I'm very confident in my business. Like we do, you know, millions a year in sales. And while I might not have the most followers, I could have higher conversion than, you know, other people that have hundreds of thousands of followers. So that's just another way of how I'm saying, like, you might think you're failing because you don't have as much as something as another person doing the same thing, but you don't know the inside and out of their business.
If you don't make plans, like if you have an unplanned pregnancy, which so many people do.
Myself included.
Or if you have a, you know, or if you're just living your life and you don't sit down and think about, okay, how do I want it to look? Or you're like, I'll figure it out when I get there.
Yeah.
That's okay too. Because a lot of times like our best ideas don't come until we have these moments where things are like, kind of condensed and you have to make a split decision.
Yeah.
Sometimes if we think about things too much, and I'm certainly guilty of this, we overthink and we obsess and we try to make it perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 100% never perfect.
Right. So you have to have your own trusted board of directors, whether it's a couple friends or a couple family members or people you know from the internet, and really like stay with them. Like don't, you know, put your questions or your surveying out to just the masses, you know? Like keep a few trusted people in your inner circle. And, you know, especially at the beginning, I don't think a lot of voices coming at you is going to help you move forward. Like a couple people to, you know, connect with, get advice, get support, get idea, bounce ideas off of. But you don't need, I think, a million voices. People talk about this in entrepreneurship all the time. I don't know where to start because one person says do it this way, one person says do it this way. You have to shut down the noise.
And so if you are listening to this and you are a hater, get off your little hating pedestal and think like, what do I actually want to do with my life?
Don't be a hater, be a creator.
Oh, I like that.
We got it today.
Nice.